You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm so happy to have you with me this morning. I have a big announcement to make, one that I wasn't anticipating making, but I know that God always has good in store and his plans are always perfect and his timing never off. So tomorrow will be my last live show. Breadbox Media is going to move into podcast only. We will no longer be having a live stream. And I know God has a great plan for that. But Allison, she likes being live. And I really love the energy of being live, of being able to interact with you as we talk. So I am going to, I know I'm insane, but I am going to launch on May 7th a live YouTube show called A Seeking Heart, and it will also become the podcast that you'll find over on Breadbox Media. We're going to go to a half an hour show. You don't need to look at my face for over an hour, but we're hoping to continue to do the guests. We're going to be talking about, you know, is all the things we've done here, scripture and prayer and sacrament and good books and anxiety and money and weight and health and all the things that we've covered here in the last 2 years. And I've been so grateful, 2.5 years actually, to do this with you, to travel with you here at A Seeking Heart. I'm so grateful for your listening. We're going to continue with the friend of the show. We're going to continue to pray for each other. And tomorrow I'm going to be having that farewell last live show. I don't have a guest, just going to be you and I. If you want to call in, 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. Going to ask for your prayers as we kind of transition into this new whatever God has in plan, right? So it's going to be called The Seeking Heart. It's going to be on YouTube. The channel will be Reconciled to You. That's Reconciled to You. It's going to be live Sundays and Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. I found on Facebook that my biggest traffic comes at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So I'm going to try that for a little bit, see if that's more convenient. It's going to be weird having my mornings to myself, but I hope you will continue to visit breadboxmedia.com. Go to breadboxmedia.podbean.com and listen to the podcast. There's so many. There's 20 podcasts there. Podcasters there now. We'll be adding to that number as we go along. And bring us with you. Help us, you know, let us help you share, grow in your faith and share our faith with you. And pray, please, in a mighty way for the new A Seeking Heart YouTube show. And I will be giving you more information. You can continue to follow me on reconciledtoyou.com and sign up for my newsletter. Yeah, that's finally going to get done. I'm finally going to make that happen. You can do that again over on reconciledtoyou.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, Reconciled to You, or A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. And so that's our big news. That's what's happening here at Breadbox. Kind of excited, kind of nervous, but I've been thinking about this for a long time now about doing a YouTube show. My son has a YouTube studio set up in our house, and then when I got the announcement this week that the live shows would be ending, I thought, okay, God, thanks for making that decision for me. And so we're gonna move on that. So we'll talk tomorrow more about that show. But today, I am very blessed and honored to bring to you Dr. Mary Amori. She's the executive director of Mace Lake Ministry. She's been here before, talking about her DVDs out from Pauline Books and Media. One is called Eucharist, A Journey of Transformation, Healing, and Discipleship. And the other is From Mary's Heart to Yours. And again, I welcome to our show today, Mary Amore.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I am well, and thank you for holding on while we make that big announcement today. And I'm really grateful to have you as my last live guest here on A Seeking Heart.
I was sitting here listening to you talk, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I feel honored to close out this special section of your life before the Lord explodes in your life with this wonderful YouTube podcast adventure. I think that's going to be awesome. I really do.
I hope so. I have a face for radio, so.
No. You have a face for Jesus, and let me tell you, you radiate his presence. I feel so blessed to have met you a couple of years ago at the Pauline Books and Media. And, you know, really, we've been soul sisters ever since. So I wish you much success on this new endeavor.
You're very kind. And as somebody who's done DVDs, who's done some video work, so I guess perhaps you could give me some advice at some point in how we can do that. But you know, today we're here talking about your newest DVD, Eucharistic Adoration, Love, Mercy, and Friendship with Jesus, one of my favorite topics, Eucharistic Adoration. But before we jump into the new DVD, first tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you've been up to, and then we can talk a little bit about your other two DVDs and then jump into Eucharistic Adoration. So tell us again, Mary, about who you are and what you do for Jesus.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're located in Chicago, so I am honored to be with all of my soul sisters and brothers out there on the East Coast. And Maze Lake Ministries is a not-for-profit spiritual center for Catholics, and we specialize in spiritual direction. We have 25 spiritual directors on staff. We do parish missions all throughout the country. We offer adult faith formation programs. We actually, Allison, like you said, we just launched our own podcast TV show last fall on Comcast cable here in Chicago.
Nice.
It's called Soul Snacking with Dr. Mary Amore. And we like to give people a little, you know, little niblets of Jesus each time we come on the air. So that's kind of cool. People can watch our episodes on mazelakeministries.org. And I'm so happy to tell you that today, actually, we launched our new website.
Nice.
So I encourage all of our listeners, because of media, Allison, as you know, because of online our online presence, that we can reach people beyond our little borders where we live. You know, you're in Boston, I'm in Chicago. And yet because of technology, we can reach people all the way on the West Coast. So that's the beauty of bringing Jesus to the airwaves. So I'm really happy to do that.
That is one of the greatest things about technology. Like, there's so many negative things that people say, but when we can really look at it, because everything has a good to it. And with media, I'm really seeing how my Catholic world has exploded. And for many years, I felt kind of alone because my family isn't really a practicing family. My husband is, but, you know, beyond my husband and my children, I didn't really have a big Catholic family. And now I feel like I have, you know, brothers and sisters in faith across the country and the world. Actually, I was just listening and talking with somebody this morning in England. And to know that I'm not alone, for one, which is always wonderful, but that we have the same struggles. Like, I sometimes, when you see Catholic TV people or radio people, you think, oh, they have it all figured out. They couldn't possibly know what I'm going through. But I think the expanding of media, we're seeing more people come and share their faith. And we're seeing we have a lot of the same struggles. My series right now, I want to reconcile to you, is all about my struggle with ADHD and anxiety. And I'm so overwhelmed by how many people have that same struggle. And I'm going to be sharing how I use my faith in order to cope, not just, you know, live with it and cope with it, but really succeed with it. And that's been really exciting to see and talk with other people who's allowed God in their life to say, you know what, Lord, you've allowed me this disability, this disorder, but yet it's such a blessing.
Absolutely. And until we name, and no one is perfect, and until we name what our little situation or our little cross is, you know, we can't bring Jesus into it. We can't bring healing into it, and we can't help others. You know, we're all wounded brothers and sisters on the journey. And by sharing our heart with others, you know, you're right. It gives someone, you know, sitting in the middle of the cornfields of Iowa, they're reading, you know, your postings on Facebook or my postings, and they go, you know what? I have that too. And so, you know, no one is alone on the journey. And so I really think that is the beauty of Facebook. And, you know, when you put on Facebook at night, sometimes taking your intentions to adoration, and if I see it in time, you know, I always answer, because it's so nice to know that someone far away is praying for you.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I've been noticing more and more and more people putting out and asking to pray for others on Facebook. And I'm not saying that I was the pioneer of that, but I'm very excited to see I'm not the only one doing it anymore. And I have had a few people reach out and say, because you do this, and it was a Holy Spirit moment for sure, but just to be able to pray for each other and put out there, I usually put up a picture and say, going to adoration, can I pray for you? But even when I'm not going to adoration, just to put out and pray for others. Just one quick question before we go to commercial. I'm talking today with Dr. Mary Amore. Mace Lake Ministries does spiritual direction. Is that just in the Chicago area or is
No, actually, because of technology, we actually have clients in Boston where you are. So we do it by FaceTime, we do it by Skype, we can do it by telephone.
So, and is there a charge for that? Is that a free service?
Yes, there is. The suggested donation for the 1 hour session is $50. And you know, we've got great news when we come back from break. I'll share something about spiritual direction here at Mays Lake, and then we can then get on with the video. But
that would be wonderful, because I know that that's one of the questions I get the most often is, I need a spiritual director. Where can I find one? And you know, everyone thinks it has to be a priest, but it doesn't have to be. In fact, mine's a deacon, and many lay people are very good at it. I know that you're fantastic. So I'm excited to come back for this commercial and talk more about Mace Lake Ministries and their spiritual direction, as well as Dr. Mary Amore's new DVD out from Pauline Books and Media, pauline.org, for more information. Call Eucharistic Adoration, Love, Mercy, and Friendship with Jesus. Been sharing with you today that this is our last week of live shows. I want you to keep us in your prayers and be sure to join us for tomorrow's show, a very special farewell show. But we're not going anywhere. Bread Rock Media will always be around. We'll be right back with this show, A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, in just a moment.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are joined today by Dr. Mary Amore. She is from Mace Lake Ministries. We're going to talk about her new DVD out from Pauline Books and Media called Eucharistic Adoration, Love, Mercy, and Friendship with Jesus. But we were talking about spiritual direction. Just saw mine yesterday, Deacon Jerry Ryan. We've been together, gosh, since 2007. And I can't imagine my life without him, like my spiritual life. But also, it's just, you know, we can't separate our spiritual being from our carnal being. They're like one and the same. And to have somebody guide us on our spiritual path is so incredibly important. But it's really hard to find people who can do that journey with us. And Mary, you were sharing that Mace Lake has an exciting announcement about in that area.
We do, Allison. As I said earlier, we have 25 spiritual directors on staff who meet people, you know, in person and also online. And beginning in September, we are starting a program for the formation of spiritual directors.
Really?
Yes. And so it will be a 10-month intensive program. There'll be 6 different modules, and it will be taught and facilitated by our wonderful host of facilitators, spiritual directors at Mays Lake Ministries. The thing about spiritual direction, Allison, is that it is a wonderful ministry for lay people, but they have to be, you know, they have to be trained in it. It's about sacred listening. It's about helping people on their journey discover where God is right now. Not, you know, you have to go home and you do these 6 exercises, then you're going to find God tomorrow. It's not like that. It's God is right here with us. And sometimes through the pain we're experiencing, or just we can't see beyond the bend in the road, a spiritual director helps us gain that light, that insight, those new eyes to see that, yes, God is here. And so we're very excited. We're going to keep the class down to about 10 people. so that it can be a personal experience. But yes, it's launching in September. And so everyone who goes through the program will receive a certificate for spiritual direction by the end of next year, which will be wonderful.
And will that be in person in Chicago, or will that be online?
You know, it's a combination. Yes, people will be in person, but there's going to be online teaching as well. So if anyone in your viewing area is interested, we are certainly looking at a separate component to deal with long distance learning. So please give us a call at 630-852-9000. Again, 630-852-9000. Because it's a wonderful ministry that God calls lay people to, religious people, and priests.
That's wonderful. And it's macelakeministries.org for more information and to find all the wonderful things that Mace Lake is doing. You're also on Facebook, correct?
We are. So please go to our Facebook page and like us, follow us, because every day we put up 4 to 6 soul snacks, kind of little snippets to feed your soul. And every night we close with a beautiful prayer, which people really love. It's just a short little way to close out your day with gratitude to God for the joys and the challenges that we face. But God is always there.
Beautiful. So you have these three beautiful, speaking of beautiful, these three wonderful DVDs out from Pauline Books and Media. You know how much I love the Paulines.
They are wonderful.
They are. And I'm so blessed to have them very close by in Boston. And I don't get there as much as I used to. I mean, now that I don't have a live show, I just thought more benefits. You know, you have to think of, you know, when God closes a door, sometimes it's easy to think of all the stuff that you're going to miss and all the things that you, like the regrets or whatever. But I think it's much healthier to look at the benefits, the blessings, you know, opening up this new door for the YouTube show. But also, I was just thinking now that I haven't seen them in so long because I haven't been able to travel during the day because I have the 10 a.m. live show. Now I can go visit my friends over at Pauline Books and Media. They probably all just cringed. They like bolt the door.
Oh, no. I'm sure they would love to have lunch with you. Oh, I just hello to the sisters at Pauline.
Oh, that's so funny. I know. I just made a few of them cringe. But they're just so gracious and beautiful. And everything they offer through Pauline Books and Media does just show the heart of Christ, way, truth, and life. And this new video, Eucharistic Adoration, Love, Mercy, and Friendship with Jesus, no different. But first, let's back up for a minute and look at the other two that you've done. I have those shows I will link because you came and talked about both of them. And I will link to those podcasts so people can listen to you more in depth. But let's just review Eucharist, A Journey of Transformation, Healing, and Discipleship. What was that DVD about?
Oh, that was, you know, my very first one. And, you know, Allison, anyone who knows me, my background, my doctorate is in liturgical studies, and my dissertation was on the Eucharist. So, I mean, that to me is that, you know, the Eucharistic presence of Jesus just anchors my spirituality. So years ago, my very first DVD with the sisters was Eucharist Pathway to Spiritual Transformation, Healing, and Discipleship. And there are 20-minute segments, and each of the segments comes with discussion questions that people can use for private reflection or group reflection. Mm-hmm. And what it's meant to do is to till the soil of your soul so that, you know, so often, you know, we hear that Jesus dined with saints and sinners alike in the New Testament, but there was one common denominator. Everyone who dined with Jesus walked away transformed, maybe healed of their sins, and eager to share their story with others. Every Sunday, we dine with Jesus. Do we walk away transformed? Are we excited to tell people, oh my gosh, I just encountered Jesus in the Eucharist? Do we feel healed? So this DVD is to help raise our awareness of the beautiful graces that await us when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist.
Now, if someone's listening for just hold on for 1 second here, because if someone's listening for the first time, or they're just kind of testing out the Catholic waters and they hear this word Eucharist, can you explain that a little bit about who that is, but explain the word Eucharist.
Sure. Eucharist in the Catholic Church is, it has a derivative of a Greek word meaning thanksgiving. Okay. We gather together as people of faith in the Catholic faith to give thanksgiving to God for the gift of Jesus in our life. You know, the night before Jesus died, he gave us the gift of his very self in the elements of bread and wine, and said, told us, take and eat, take and drink. This is my body. This is my blood. And so for over 2,000 years, we have gathered as people of faith to celebrate this greatest mystery of our life. And so Eucharist is the Catholic term for the consecrated bread and wine, which we believe to be the body and blood of Jesus.
And we pull that from John 6, where John, he says in the Gospels, like, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. And he says this to a group of people. Now, the man that's always explained himself, when he says this and people turn and look at each other like, this is crazy, this man is out of his mind, and they start to leave in droves, he doesn't stop and say, wait, it's a symbol, let me explain this better. In fact, he stops and he looks at those still there and he says, I'm paraphrasing Jesus because this is what I do, but like, this is a tough teaching, and are you going to go too? And of course, St. Peter looks at him and says, Lord, where should we go? Only you have the words of spirit, and only you have the words of eternal life.
Yes.
And to know that, like, in John 6, like, that's for me, this, like, this pivotal moment in the gospel where I say, okay, yes, I can see where we, in the Last Supper, he says, do this in remembrance of me. And he offers this bread and he offers this wine and he says, this is my body and this is my blood. But he's very clear that it's not a symbol when we look at John 6. And he's always very clear, and he always, I mean, in the parables, he says, like, some people won't understand these, but when it comes to matters of the faith, like, Jesus is very clear of what he's calling us to and how we are to follow him. And for me, that was the pivotal moment when I read that in the Gospels and went, wait, because I grew up thinking it was a symbol, and I'm a cradle Catholic.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? You're not alone. I teach Eucharist as a living. I was teaching a class last night on it. And time again, I see the glaze on people's eyes when I try to explain to them the theology behind the Eucharist, that it isn't just a symbol. It is the real presence of Jesus. And if you really believe that, there is no way you can approach that altar table or sit in his presence without realizing I'm in contact, I'm in union with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It just changes our whole perception on life. But, you know, our rational mind can't, it's hard for us to grasp that. And we're so rational. So, you know, if any of our listeners are struggling with that, whether you're a lifelong Catholic, you're new to the faith, or you're even thinking about it, just pray and ask the Lord to reveal himself to you through the Eucharist, because he tells us, seek and you shall find, ask and you will receive. That's what he's asking us to seek, is his very self, not to win the lottery ticket or, you know, to get a great job. And people always put materialistic things on that list, when in fact, no. If you seek to find Jesus in the Eucharist, you will surely find him.
And I'm a huge fan of Eucharistic adoration. When we come back, we're gonna dive into the new DVD and talk about Eucharistic adoration. But I do think it's important, in order, you know, before we even enter into that devotion, or it's, you know, putting ourselves in that chapel or putting ourselves in the church, is to know what we're being called to, or who we're being called to sit and worship. And I have to say, there's been more than one time that I have sat there thinking, I'm insane. Like, what am I doing here? But every time, Mary, you are 100% right. Every time I've said, Lord, reveal yourself to me here. Help me understand what I am looking upon is truly you. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Mary Amori about her new DVD, Eucharistic Adoration, out now from Pauline Books and Media. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are talking today with the very delightful Dr. Mary Amore. She is the executive director of Mace Lake Ministries at macelakeministries.org for more information on that wonderful ministry. And today she is sharing about her new DVD out from Pauline Books and Media, Eucharistic Adoration, Love, Mercy, and Friendship with Jesus. And we were just talking about your first DVD on the Eucharist. And I love that idea of realizing in the scriptures that whenever somebody dined with Jesus, they left transformed, healed, or a disciple and willing to go off and share the good news that they had just encountered with him. And I'd never really thought of that. What a beautiful image.
Yes. You know, I mean, it's a transformational experience to be in the presence of Jesus, to dine with Jesus, to come to the Eucharistic table. So, yeah, so that first DVD that I did on transformation, healing, and discipleship, I just want to tell our listeners that this past year, Pauline Books and Media published a little Eucharistic workbook to go with this DVD. Mm-hmm. I wrote it, actually. And in the workbook, it goes with the three different segments, Allison, of transformation. And each chapter in this little book has six different steps on meditation on the scripture, invitation to the reader, opportunities for spiritual growth, a personal reflection, a spiritual exercise, and then going forward. Again, all to deepen our relationship with Jesus in and through the Eucharist.
You know, and one more thought on the Eucharist is it can't be explained. And you know what? That's kind of good. Actually, that's really good. I don't want to follow a God that I can explain.
No,
I don't want it. Yes, mystery and mystical, and it should be like that's beautiful, and to be able to put words to how God transforms this bread and wine into the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to be able to explain it. I want to think that God can do things beyond me and that I don't have to understand him in order to be moved by it, transformed, healed, and to want to follow him because of it. And again, reading John 6 and seeing what he said and spending time myself in adoration and just looking upon him in a form where I can actually alive still, you know, process that this is God. Like in his glory, I wouldn't be able to, in my humanness, deal mm-hmm. with it. Like he's just too beautiful for me. But in this way, if he's relatable, he's there, and he allows me to be with him. And I know you have another DVD, From Mary's Heart to Yours, mm-hmm. but I really want to go now into the Eucharistic Adoration because I think it's just such an important and a wonderful topic.
So, thank you. Go ahead, Allison.
I was just gonna lead into you just to tell us, you know, why this new DVD.
You know, I felt the need to do this because, again, I think that lifelong Catholics, those seeking Jesus through the Catholic Church, you know, some people have a misunderstanding of adoration. So we came together and we created this new three-part DVD. It was just released this year. And part one actually looks at, and they're only 12-minute segments, so it's just enough to whet your appetite and to let the Lord do the rest. But the first section is on the history of the Eucharistic adoration, because it is a development in our Catholic faith. I mean, obviously, Jesus didn't hold up the bread the night of the Last Supper and say, look at me. So, you know, how did this esteemed practice of adoration, of adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, how did that come to be? So we look at that in section one. And then in section two, we look at the spiritual fruits, as you say, of sitting in the presence of Jesus. There are so many, we couldn't even begin to tell them all. But in this DVD, I focus on two. I focus on increasing our friendship with Jesus and also sitting in the presence of the Eucharistic Lord inspires us for mission and discipleship, which I don't think most people think that that's going to happen when they're sitting in adoration by themselves. But there's no way that you can come to adore and be in union with the Lord and then go out into the world and ignore your brothers and sisters. So is definitely, it is an outward movement sending us into the world to bring his presence to our broken and wounded world. And then the third part, really for our listeners, is a practical guide for beginning Eucharistic adoration. Because I think a lot of people, well, I don't know what to do. Well, this third part tells you step by step. You know, you first thing you do is you walk into the chapel, and it is appropriate to kneel down on both knees, to genuflect. Why? Because we are in the presence of our Lord. I mean, it's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. So the third section actually is a nuts and bolts. This is what you should do. We talk about quieting our heart. And as a person that goes to adoration all the time, Allison, I'm sure you understand that you come in and you've got this great intention of spending time with Jesus. The minute you sit down to adore him or to be in his presence, boom, all the things you need to do come to mind. I got to do this. I got to do that. And, you know, this DVD tells you, you know what? Those are the things that God needs to touch in your life. So give them intentionally over to the Lord so that you can just let them go. Because they certainly will be waiting for you when you leave.
Absolutely.
But give them to the Lord now so that you can sit in his presence. And resist the laundry list, because the Lord has called you and you've responded to be there, like you said.
Yes. And I'd love to go into each section a little deeper, since we still have the rest of this segment and the next one. So we can spend some time really getting into what the DVD covers. I know it's only 12-minute segments, which is what we have here. So we're not going to cover the whole DVD, but I think there's some good stuff here that I'd really love to dive into. So when I think about Eucharistic adoration, let's go back to the history. Correct. I think of the shepherds coming to see Mary, and I think of the Magi coming to adore Christ, the Christ child. And I don't know if that has anything to do with the actual practice of the Eucharistic adoration we have today, but that is what I think of when I think of the beginnings of this beautiful practice of coming and adoring Jesus.
Actually, anytime we adore our Lord, whether it's a Christ child or the crucified Christ, you know, I mean, we are adoring our Jesus. But in the Eucharistic world, you know, Eucharist was obviously given to us as spiritual food. Jesus broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take and eat. And then he took the cup and he invited them to drink, take and drink. So Eucharist is first and foremost our spiritual food for our journey. So how did we come to adore the Eucharistic presence of Jesus in the monstrance? Well, you know, one of the primary reasons for originally even reserving the Eucharist was in the very early church, the first 300 years, was because say that we had a house church that had maybe 20 people that gathered every Sunday. And if somebody was sick, out of Christian love for them, we would reserve the Eucharist, and then someone would take it to them so that they could be part of the Eucharistic experience. So the original origins of reserving the Eucharist and not just eating it all at the table was to take it to the sick, and then to those who were dying. And out of that came the creation of the tabernacle, because we needed a sacred place to house the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist so that, you know, nothing from the outside world could touch it. But we really see around the 11th century a really turn of events. In the early Middle Ages, the faithful began to worship the Eucharist outside of Mass. And how did that happen? One of the primary reasons was really, believe it or not, the feudal system. In the Middle Ages, it was comprised of a very rigid class system. And, you know, the nobilities and the clergy were one. And then the peasants, people like you and I, the faithful, would be a different class system. And the chasm in between was huge. And so because of the social factors of us feeling unworthy, not that the church ever said we were unworthy, but we felt we were unworthy to be in the presence of not only the nobility, but Jesus himself, our King and Lord. People began to distance themselves from the Eucharist. And eventually, we know that they weren't even coming to the table. And how do we know that? Because we have the law called the Easter duty, which says that we must receive Eucharist and reconciliation at least once a year. You know, for us to come to Mass every day, that seems like such a ludicrous law, but that's still on our books. But that came out of a time
where... Oh, I think that's a really, I don't mean to cut you off, but I really think that's a very important rule, because I think at this point, it's becoming more and more people only coming at Christmas and at Easter. But so I'm grateful that there's still this kind of calling to people to say, no, but we want you here. And we have a coming to a commercial. We'll pick back up with Mary Amori on the other side. But I was thinking about this during Christmas, I mean, and Easter, well, we just had Easter, that, you know, some priests, I'm so grateful mine doesn't, but some will chastise people and say, oh, well, you're only here now. I hope I see you next week. But really, it should be a time for invitation and say, I'm so grateful you're here this week. And I hope that your heart's been touched and that you will come back again next week. We are talking this morning with Mary Amori, and we're looking at her new DVD from Pauline Books and Media, Eucharistic Adoration. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are joined this morning by Dr. Mary Amori. You can find her as the executive director. I changed my page and then I forgot what to call you. Executive director of Mace Lake Ministries. And today she's here sharing about her new DVD out from Pauline Books and Media, pauline.org, Eucharistic Adoration, Love, Mercy, and Friendship with Jesus. And the last segment, you were talking about the spiritual fruits and how we're, you know, two of them you focused on, friendship and mission. And it made me laugh at the time because Reconciled to Ministries, everything that I do, A Seeking Heart, which is part of Reconciled to Ministries, was all birthed out of my time in adoration. I'd gone through a difficult time in my life where I lost four of my best friends. They left the Catholic Church. And even though I tried to follow them to their new beautiful, they went to this evangelical church, and it had beautiful music, incredible preaching, there's the word, and great fellowship, and I loved my friends, and it wasn't like we couldn't stay friends because I left, but it was just how things kind of fell out. And I started going to adoration at that just before all of that happened. And I remember kneeling before Jesus in the Eucharist and the monstrance, that beautiful gold holder that we put the Eucharist in, and then we put him on the altar, and then that's what we worship, where we worship, we're worshiping Jesus, not this golden calf. But I remember kneeling before Jesus and kind of complaining that my friends had left because they were looking for dynamic, spiritual speakers, women who talked about scripture, who loved the Lord and talked about him as a friend, and that we needed that in the Catholic Church. Now, this is 10 years ago at this time that this is happening. And I remember saying, Lord, you need to fix this. And in my heart, I felt like, him saying, well, yes, Allison, I am. And you're part of that. I thought, no, God, I'm a preschool teacher. I'm teaching college. I'm like, I'm not interested in being, you know, a minister or, you know, going and doing speaking on. I'm like, I don't know enough about the faith to do all this. And he's like, no. And it just couldn't shake it. So after about a year of that, I finally said, okay, Lord, how do we make it happen? But in that time, in my time in adoration, going every week, I found like he taught me things, like the Spirit taught me. And I learned about my faith. I'd bring spiritual reading. I'd read the scriptures. But just being in his presence, I felt like I knew more. Right. So let's talk a little bit about the spiritual fruits of spending in adoration. Like, I know mine, and I tote them here all the time on A Seeking Heart. But Mary Amori, tell me about the, you know, how you shared that in your DVD, Eucharistic Adoration.
You know, when in the second part, when we do talk about the spiritual fruits, you know, I make reference to the road to Emmaus, to that beautiful gospel story, you know, where the two disciples are hungry for Jesus. And he's, he's broken open the word for them, but they still don't know it's him. And they say, oh, please stay with us, stay with us. And what does Jesus do? He stays with them and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And then their hearts are just on fire. Jesus, we recognize him. The adoration, the blessed sacrament that we worship is a direct fruit of the celebration of the Mass. Yes. It's consecrated Eucharistic bread. And then, as you said, we place it in the gold monstrance so that we can come and just be in his presence, so that we can come and sit and cultivate a personal relationship with Jesus. You know, your friends were onto something years ago, because we do need, and Pope Francis is such a proponent of that, we do need to have this personal relationship with Jesus. Why? Because if Jesus is someone that we love with our heart, then our whole behavior is going to start changing, because that's going to reflect this loving relationship we have with the Lord. So sitting in his presence and letting him speak to us, like he did to you, Allison, about your show. I mean, that's how the Lord speaks to us, in the quiet whispers. Not, we're going to have this grandiose, mystical experience. That doesn't happen to most of us. No. We'd love it, but when we come in his presence in the Eucharist, to just sit there in silence and say, Lord, here I am. You called me. I've responded. Help me. Help me to know what it is you want me to do. Help me to know how I can cultivate this deeper relationship with you. So we look at how just sitting in his presence can deepen that relationship. And then, as we said earlier, once you've got this deep relationship with the Lord where you trust him and you love him and you look to him for direction in life, then when you go outside of the church doors, when you go outside of the adoration chapel and you go back into your home or your workplaces, you're going to be able to see the presence of Christ in others. Mm. And boy, that would be a game changer in today's, wouldn't it, Allison?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. We're talking this morning with Dr. Mary Amore. She's from Mace Lake Ministries, and she's talking today about her beautiful new DVD, Eucharistic Adoration, Love, Mercy, and Friendship with Jesus. I remember during that time that I call it my reversion. So some people convert to the faith, but I kind of reverted back because I had been lukewarm away for many years and slowly was coming back. And the more I read scripture and the more time I spent in adoration, I did feel like I was building up a friendship. I remember my mom looking at me one day and I was talking about Jesus, and she said, "You talk like he's your best friend." Mm-hmm. I thought, that's the best compliment ever.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I always tell people, really, and this has been 6 years in the making, but Jesus to me is like the American Express card. I never leave home without him. I mean, I consult him for everything I do. And that just makes this real viable relationship with the Lord. So, of course, when you've got that, you want to sit in his presence. It's like sitting in the presence, of a loved one. Sometimes if you ever see an older couple, they just sit there. They don't say anything. They've been together for 70 years, but they're just soaking up each other's presence. And that's what adoration is.
I find a great peace in it. I'm very blessed. We have a Eucharistic adoration at our church chapel, and it's available every day from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's also on the way to the mall. And when I first started to come into a deeper relationship with Christ and to go further in my faith, I was heading to the mall more often than I was heading to adoration. But knowing he was there, once in a while, I would pull in. And even if it was just 5 minutes that I would come in, and the first, of course, it was usually when I had a problem. I would turn to God when I was struggling with something. If everything was going good, I was like, God's busy. He doesn't need me to bother him. Right. I'll just go shopping. Everything's great. But then when things start to, have problems, I found myself stopping in more and more. And the one fruit that comes from every prayer I've ever given God is peace. And that's what spending time in adoration is. That's a type of prayer. Like, that's a physical way of praying. Like, we bring ourselves into his presence, and our conversation may be, some days I'm really wordy, and other days, like you say, I just sit there and just soak them up, because the Holy Spirit takes my prayers, my groanings, mm-hmm. and turns them into prayers. I don't have to say anything. And I want to talk a little bit about the last part of the DVD, the guide to practicing, because I think that this is a huge obstacle to getting people to go to adoration. They don't know what to do. Right. When they get there.
You know, so as I said earlier, you know, if you're just going to be beginning this practice, good for you, because the way that you're responding, Jesus is calling you and you're responding. And even if you come in for 5 minutes, like you said, Allison, it's okay, because you have responded. You've turned away from something else and you've responded to God's invitation. So when you come into the Adoration Chapel, because the Lord is there, it is most appropriate to genuflect on one knee or two. And then it's okay for you to sit in his presence. A lot of people kneel, but if you've got bad knees or something, God gave you that, so he knows you got bad knees. So it's okay. You can just sit there. Resist your laundry list of petitions. God knows what's in your heart. Really cultivate this time as silent prayer. Gaze upon his presence in the Eucharist, and try and push away all those ideas that are flooding your brain. But don't be upset, because our minds are going to be racing. But as I said earlier, just give those problems or challenges that you're thinking about over to the Lord. Say, here you go, Lord.
When I first started to do Eucharistic adoration, it was before the smartphone really became a thing. And I would go with a bag of tools, bag of tricks. I'd have a journal. I'd have my Bible. I'd have the catechism. I'd have spiritual reading. I would have my rosaries. I would have prayer books. I kind of still do have that. It's just all called on my smartphone now. But I think also knowing that it's okay to read something. Don't bring the Cosmo magazine. But
yeah, absolutely.
You know, bring your spiritual reading. You know, I just got a brand new Catechism of the Catholic Church, a real one, a book one from Pauline Books and Media, because I haven't had one. I had it on my phone and I had this old tiny little one, but I bought the real green one, the big one, and it was beautiful. Thank you, Pauline Books and Media, for being so local so I could pick that up. But you could also go to Pauline.org and order one. But to bring stuff with you, and don't feel like you just need to sit there staring at God, because that can be intimidating. But bring your Bible, bring a notebook, bring your rosaries, bring whatever you need, bring music, bring in your headphones and listen to some worshipful or, you know, whatever kind of music helps you grow closer to Christ. Bring that.
Mary, anything. Yes.
We're at the end of our time, so I want to make sure I give you time to tell us, where can we purchase Eucharistic Adoration?
You can purchase the DVD through Pauline Books and Media. We also have them at Mays Lake Ministries, mayslakeministries.org. The DVD is $16, and Pauline Books and Media and Mays Lake Ministries, we both take credit cards, so feel free to purchase one for your own personal enrichment. You can use it for Bible study, for faith sharing. So it's just a wonderful tool to deepen your relationship with the Eucharistic Lord.
Sure was. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mary Amore, Mays Lake Ministries, for joining me today. And don't miss tomorrow's last live show here at A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, and find out more about what A Seeking Heart is going to morph into. Can't wait to share that with you. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcasts. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.